Last month, the nation's highest court stripped the authority of the Army Corps of Engineers to regulate what are known as isolated wetlands. Those are wetlands not directly connected to a lake, river, or tributary system. Environmental groups in Wisconsin have estimated that would leave more than 4 million acres of wetlands vulnerable to development. So right after the Supreme Court announced its ruling, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and a coalition of environmental groups began working on a new law, one that would give the state the authority once held by the Corps of Engineers. Former DNR Secretary George Meyer says such fast action was needed. As soon as the Supreme Court ruling was announced, developers began calling the state about wetlands development.
If this was summer, I think you'd hear trucks running and bulldozers going.
The proposed new law has passed the state Senate, but Republicans in the state assembly say it may give state regulators too much power. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Gil Halstead.